to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. How are you? How you doing? It's 3 o'clock. I hope you're doing well. It is obviously and amazingly the greatest day of the year. That's right. I'm talking about February 14th. I'm talking about the day of St. Valentine, Valentine's Day. Let's celebrate with some love. Do you have a significant other? Do you got a friend, some family that you love? You know, it's what's important. I'm going to try to keep it, you know, I'll have some breakup songs, some fun songs, some obviously some love songs, because that's just how we got to roll. You know what I'm saying? So what should I start it off with? Well, I'm thinking of a little song from 2003. I first heard it on that Taylor Swift Apple commercial, which is weird because it's not actually a Taylor Swift song. I'm talking about the song by The Darkness. I'm talking about I Believe in a Thing Called Love. Here we go. It would help if I could get it going. Let's see what I can do. I'm going to put on Robo DJ for just one sec while I try to figure it out. Give me some time. Now, anyone who's ever met me knows that I am incapable of doing absolutely anything correct. So my go-to thing for this was to see why my computer wasn't plugging into the WJRH aux cord. What do you think the reason was? Well, of course, it just so happened that I was still attached to my headphones by Bluetooth. So what happened? I put the volume all the way up, thought it was playing, but there was silence over the airways. I apologize wholeheartedly. That makes me an amazing loser. So for that, I'm just going to play a different song because, you know, if I'm being honest, I made a mistake and I'm upset about it. So I discovered this song a few days ago. It's by Doty. If you like her, she's a YouTuber. She's amazing. I think her music, she came onto the scene in like 2016, 2017, so fairly recently. I knew her from L Mills, who's one of my favorite YouTubers. And so we're going to kick it with If I'm Being Honest by Doty.
I was told this is where I would start loving myself. Flirting's delicious proved to be beneficial for mental health. All of my best bits pulled forward, collected, displayed. Sadly, I just think that I was disgusting today. You blew me up like a big balloon far too soon. I'm left a stuttering teen. How did I get here? It's all so quick and I feel sick. Red pushing down on the green. Could you love this? Will this one be right? Well, if I'm being honest, I'm hoping it might. Could you love this? Did you plan to fall? Well, if I'm being honest, oh, I'd bet it's not that at all. Has a cost, keeping all fingers crossed and held tight. But I look idiotic with my limbs all knotted. It don't feel right. Truly you're shaking me, and I think you like how I bleed. But I have a hunch that that's all you wanted from me. Like a big balloon far too soon. Holding my breath makes me choke. How did I get here? It's all so quick and I feel sick. I'm used to being a joke. Could you love this? Will this one be right? Well, if I'm being honest, hoping in my, could you love this? Did you plan to fall? Well, if I'm being honest, oh, I bet it's not that at all. This one be right? Well, if I'm being honest, I'm hoping it might. Could you love this? Did you plan to fall? Well, if I'm being honest, if I'm being honest, well, if I'm it's not that
Dang, what a banger that is, right? It's a little depressing, so I think we're going to have to pick it up with something a little happier. I'm sure that you know what song this is. You have to know what song this is. If you don't know, you will know soon, because it's amazing. It's, of course, by Redbone from the 1970s. I believe it was 1973. That sounds about correct. I'm talking about Come and Get Your Love. Most people know it from Guardians of the Galaxy. You should know it from somewhere else, because, honestly, it's an amazing song. And if you just heard it in 2014, that's insane. So here we go with a little bit of Come and Get Your Love. Because, of course, it's Valentine's Day. It's all about love. Loving yourself, loving others, and just feeling love for the world. So here we're gonna go. You gotta sing along with this. Come on, you know it. Hey, what's the matter with you? Wow. You see, it just puts you in a good mood, even if you don't have anyone, you know, like me. I'm not at all sad about it or anything. Clearly, I'm not bitter. Whatever. If you dumped me, you know who you are. It's a bit of a problem. I'm sad. I cried for 16 hours yesterday as I ate chocolate and ate some of the Tonight Dough, the, you know, the Ben and Jerry's flavor, Jimmy Fallon, with the brownie and the peanut butter. It's most people's favorite flavor. I also find it amazing. I also like a good half-baked, but I'm getting sidetracked. I apologize. Did you watch the Grammys on Sunday? They were pretty intense. I liked the opening with Alicia Keys, Jada Pinkett Smith, Michelle Obama, Lady Gaga, and J-Lo. That was pretty intense. The women and how empowered it made them feel, like, and makes everyone feel as a society. It's great. Obviously, many people didn't show up to show that the Academy hasn't honored some people in the way they should have, and it's really wrong. And the fact that, like, Childish Gambino didn't show up was or did he? He didn't perform. I don't know if he showed up. I didn't watch all of it. I just watched like highlights. But I think to make that statement, it's smart. And then he won Song of the Year. But someone pointed out to me yesterday, and I find this interesting. Why did God's Plan win Rap Song of the Year, but then a rap song won Song of the Year? So shouldn't he have won Rap Song of the Year too? Or Best Rap Song or whatever it is? That makes actually no sense. These are just things you should, you know, think about when you're trying to fall asleep, or they'll come to your mind randomly and it'll tear you apart. It has for me. Anywho, I bring this up because at the Grammys, they honored Dolly Parton. And do you remember in Hannah Montana, and I think in real life, how Miley Cyrus is the goddaughter of Dolly Parton, which is wild. And they actually performed together at the Grammys, and it was beautiful. They both have amazing voices, in my opinion. But Miley Cyrus, she made her comeback in 2017. I mean, she never went away per se, but she was coming back, and the songs that she was making were a change in vibe and feeling. And I was at camp at the time. This is a quick side note upon like 13 side notes. And this one counselor played the song every day for 49 days straight, which is wild. So by the end of the year, all the campers that he had like under him hated this song that I'm about to play. It is, of course, the 2017 Song of the Summer, Miley Cyrus's Malibu. I love it. It just puts you in a good mood. Doesn't it make you smile? All right, I'll shut up for a little bit. Like 4 minutes.
I never came to the beach or stood by the ocean. I never sat by the shore under the sun with my feet in the sand, but you brought me here. And I'm happy that you did. Now I'm as free as birds catching the wind. I always thought I would sing, so I never swam. I never went boating, don't get how they are floating. And sometimes I get so scared of what I can't understand. But here I am next to you. The sky is more blue in Malibu next to you. In Malibu next to you. We watch the sun go down as we're walking. I'd spend the rest of my life just standing here tall. You explain the current as I just smile, hoping that you'll stay the same and nothing will change and it'll be us just for a while. Do they even exist? That's when I make a wish to swim away with the fish. Is it supposed to be this high all summer long? I never would have believed you if 3 years ago you told me I'd be here writing this song. But here I am next to you. The sky is so blue.
Next to you. Sorry, I have a terrible singing voice. I apologize.
We are just like the waves that flow back and forth. Sometimes I feel like I'm drowning and you're there to save me, and I wanna thank you with all of my heart. It's a brand new start, a dream come true in Malibu.
Dang, every time. Every time. It just puts a smile on my face. I'm not saying it's an amazing song. It is, but I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if it doesn't put a smile on your face, whatever. But I'm reminded now that her show came out in, what, 2007? And at that time, we were gifted with such amazing artists. And one of them just happened to be Jesse McCartney. You remember him? He spells Jesse without an I. It bothers me a little bit. And if it doesn't bother you, good for you. You're less petty than I am. But I'm going to give you a little bit of Beautiful Soul, because Valentine's Day and Beautiful Soul, Beautiful Souls, Beautiful Love. Sorry.
I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. I know that you are something special. To you, I'd be always faithful. I want to be what you always needed. Then I hope you see the heart in me.
It's weird that I like that song so much, isn't it? It doesn't, it's not a bad song, but I'm just here looking. I have the weirdest arrangements of songs on this variety show. You're obviously listening to Organized Nonsense with Jay Asher on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. You knew that already, though. Reminder that if you're not listening to us on the website, you can go to WJRH.org and listen to WJRH at any time. But I'm here and I'm looking at what I have lined up, and these are completely different songs. So if you don't like one of my songs, stay on, because I might throw some classic rock, some pop, maybe a soundtrack. Alternative is a lot here. It's a lot. So my next song comes from a musical, because I like musicals. I don't have a good singing voice, but I like being in them. And this one song, when I'm sitting in like a religious ceremony or I'm listening to someone talk, they're often saying like, no one's actually alone. So this reminds me of when James Corden was in Into the Woods, because he's a musical guy. If you don't know who James Corden is, he hosts The Late Late Show with James Corden at 12:30 on CBS. And it's a good show. He's a good guy. Anyway, this is No One Is Alone by Anna Kendrick, James Corden, and the rest of the cast of Into the Woods. Enjoy it. This song has been stuck in my head for like 4 weeks. So if it's stuck in your head, I apologize, but it has to happen.
Mother isn't here now.
Wrong things, right things.
Who knows what she'd say?
Who can say what's true?
Nothing's quite so clear now.
Do things, fight things.
Feel you've lost your way.
You decide, but you are not alone.
Believe me. No one is alone,
believe me.
Truly,
people make mistakes. Fathers,
mothers,
people make mistakes. Holding to their own, thinking they're alone.
Honor their mistakes.
Fight for their mistakes.
Everybody makes
one another's terrible mistakes. Witches can be right. Giants can be good. You decide what's right.
You decide what's good. Just remember.
Just remember. Someone is on your side.
Our side.
Someone else is not. While we're seeing our side.
Our side.
Maybe we forgot. They are not alone. No one is alone. Someone is on your side. No one is alone.
I'm not crying. You're crying. Into the Woods is actually a great musical. Like, everyone should watch it. It's a mixture of a bunch of fairy tales, that's the word I was looking for. And they combine to form this one, like, sort of cohesive story. And it's enjoyable. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry if you have a soul. And anyway, so that was my Valentine's Day theme. You know, it's supposed to accommodate everyone, because not everyone has someone. Some people have someone. Not everyone wants someone. Some people want someone. So I'm just saying, no one's alone, y'all. You got people to listen to you, to love you, to do all that stuff. But I'm going to move from No One Is Alone to a pop song, to Love Someone by Lucas Graham. And it's funny. So have you ever been on Apple Music or Spotify and you listen to like the next up, who's next, that type of thing? It's who's up and coming, who's songs that you want to listen to. Like Lucas Graham, he's well known. He's 7 years and that other Mama Said, that's the song I'm thinking of. And he came out with this song, and it's very similar to his other songs, was about loving someone. And I thought, Valentine's Day, love. Have I said the pattern enough? Because if you haven't noticed it, it's just the same thing. So here we go with Love Someone by Lucas Graham.
There are days.
It's pretty popular. You should know it.
I wake up and I pinch
unless
myself.
You don't. Unless you don't know it. You're in which case, that's okay.
And I'm scared, yeah, I'm still scared. That is all a dream. 'Cause you still look perfect as days go by. Even the worst ones, you make me smile. I'd stop the world if it gave us time. 'Cause when you love someone, you open up your heart. When you love someone, you make room. If you love someone and you're not afraid to lose them, you probably never loved someone like I do. You probably never loved someone like I do. You say you love the way I make you feel. Everything becomes so real. Don't be scared, no, don't be scared. 'Cause you're all I need. And you still look perfect as days go. Open up your heart. When you love someone, you make room. If you love someone and you're not afraid to lose them, you probably never love someone like I do. You probably never love someone like I do. You probably never love someone.
What a pretty song. Isn't it nice? If you haven't heard it, it's still fairly new. It came out in 2018, but it's still fairly new. I just discovered it maybe like a month ago. I enjoy it a lot. It's on this playlist I have. You can find it on Apple Music as Jay Asher, called Music I Think Is Good. It's got like 10 songs that I interchange. There's always like a classic song on there that you listen to it when you want to listen to good music that maybe you don't listen to too often, because I have a bunch of playlists. I got musical theater, I've got top, but these songs don't always come up, and it's good music, and these people deserve to shine. That song I played earlier by Doty, if I'm being honest, that's on there. This next song, In My Head by Peter Manos, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing his name, that's up next, and that's on here, and it's a good playlist, and these songs are good to listen to, because you shouldn't be listening to the same thing over and over again. You gotta mix it up. You gotta try something new. Try listening to new things. Get exposure to new songs. 'Cause how do you know you won't like it? Or how do you know you will like it if you don't listen to it? So anyway, here is In My Head, Peter Manos.
I know it's not the same.
It's got a good vibe.
I feel it anyway. You tell me.
I gotta get something new though. These songs, I need to pick me up.
No, we are on my way. Should have known now I feel insane. Am I insane? I've waited way too long, yeah, I know you changed. You have a different face to me. I guess that I was wrong, I'm the one to blame. And that's a shame, you see. All alright, but you're not who's up at night. You'll probably say we tried. This feels like all a lie. What you tend to try and hide, your hold has got me tight. I've waited way too long, yeah, I know you changed. You have a different face to me. I guess that I was wrong, I'm the one to blame. And that's a shame, you see.
So I read the news a lot. Do you read the news a lot? It's negative, of course. I was just reading it about a few things. I was reading it about how Trump is signing a spending bill to declare a national emergency to build the border wall, which is, I'm not one to get into politics. Whatever you think about it, you're entitled to that thought, you know. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I'm not going to say I'm right. I'm not going to say you're right. I'm not going to say I'm wrong. That's just the way it is. People are entitled to their own opinions. But it just, I feel like it's negative. I'm seeing that, like, California man finds huge mountain lion hiding behind washing machine. We could have died. That's really scary. And I don't like thinking about sadness. But while we're on the topic, I just saw that Amazon's no longer opening an HQ in New York, which is crazy. I thought that would have created so many jobs. I don't know what your opinions on it were. I thought it would be great. I could understand why people might dislike it. You know, people coming in, it sucks. So anywho, this negativity, this constant media portrayal of badness, and sometimes there's good stories, but I like to focus on the positive side. I think it's better, and I think we all will feel better. So, you ever seen the movie Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? This is from it. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows.
so much happened in those, what is it, a minute and 35 seconds that song was on. Wasn't it great? Didn't it put a smile on your face? I'm so happy right now. Like, who makes a song about that? It came out so long ago. Yeah, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I remember it was fun. It's just like so silly. And it just makes me happy. Did it make you happy? I mean, you can let me know by, I don't know, texting me? Leaving a comment? I don't know. Let me know by, if you see me on campus, if you've ever met me. Just say, wow, that song was cool. It was by Leslie Gore, in case you didn't realize. So yeah, we're going to keep with the positive. We're changing it up a little from like the sad songs. They're still about love and they're still about fun, but like, iCarly was a cool show. I like wish I didn't get distracted so easily. Isn't it a shame? It was a great show. You remember Miranda Cosgrove and Jeanette McCurdy? They created that online show. Oh, craziness. Anyway, you remember when they had like Michelle Obama on? That was also crazy. She was at the Grammys. Side note, I mentioned it earlier because remember, we're listening to Organized Nonsense. I'm Jay Asher, WJRH 104.9 FM. And she had Michelle Obama on. That doesn't matter. That was just like a segue into what I'm about to say, because the Plain White Tees were on the show as well when they sang Hey There Delilah. I don't know. I'm going to play Hey There Delilah. So here we go. If you know the words, sing along, because it's a fun time.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. A 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. Two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. What you do to me. Oh, 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 oh,
I like good music. Do you like good music? I feel like I've been listening to a lot of like podcasts recently, and that felt like such a podcast ad, and I apologize for that. I don't do ads because it ain't my style. Anywho, I like good music, and I listen to good music a lot, and I put this song on this playlist without even thinking about it, but on Netflix, have you watched that new documentary called, like, Remastered, The Two Killings of Sam Smith? Not Sam Smith. Sam Smith is still alive. He's a great musician. I'm talking about Sam Cooke. I apologize. I started it. I haven't finished it yet, but it seems so interesting. If you don't know, Sam Cooke was a musician in the 50s and 60s who was really, really talented, and like soul and pop came together, and his style was very unique. And we haven't really gotten to how he was killed, but he was killed presumably for being black. And the story is very interesting about how he completely changes the game. And it's like, because, you know, he has R&B, he's got soul, there's a little like gospel, which is whatever, and some pop. And it's very fun. So this song, it's less fun, and it's not really about love, but I enjoy it a lot. I wonder if you may have heard it. It's very interesting, and it just, yeah, it's beautiful. So here is A Change Is Gonna Come by the one and only Sam Cooke. Just starts very, very nicely, and just listen to what he has to say.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. I say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
I don't really know how to describe that song, 'cause it's not necessarily happy, but it's not sad. It's good. It's great. And I think his style is something that a lot of people have tried to mimic, but no one can quite grasp what Sam Cooke had as an artist. And I think that's just a really important thing that people try to have. Anyway, I digress. And I'm going to go, you know those songs that you know you like, and you hear them a lot, and you're like, wow, that's a great song, but you don't really know the name of it. This next song came out in 2016, and for the longest time, I was like, wow, I like this song a lot, but I didn't really know what it was, who sang it, any of that info. So I don't know if you might feel that way about a special song, but I hope you know exactly what I'm talking about, and this is one of those songs. It's called Lights Down Low by Max. Max is in all caps. I don't know why. It's featuring G Nash, or Nash. Gunash. Gunash. Why would the G be silent? I don't know. Max, if you know his name, or G Nash, hit me up.
Heaven only knows where you've been. Where you're resting your head, and you just look so beautiful. It's like you were an angel. Or can I stop the flow of time? Or can I swim in your divine? 'Cause I don't think I'd ever leave this place.
Moves like J-Lo. Tell me what you want from me, I'll do it if you say so. 'Cause you're the only one for me, I'm never gonna say no. I found me an angel, I can see it in your halo. Have you ever dreamt what we could do? Have you ever sent an I love you? I've never felt the feelings that I feel for you. So maybe we can make a we of me and you. I'ma treat you right tonight, let's make it last forever. I promise you that no one else will ever treat you better. And if you don't believe me, please see I don't need no effort. All you gotta do is flip that switch before we bed up.
It never fails to be just amazing. God, what a great song. So I'm just going to play one more song before I head out of here. This has been Organized Nonsense with Jay Asher. I'm going to close it with an amazing song. So I just watched Bohemian Rhapsody on iTunes because it was just available for rent as of February 12th. So here we go with Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world I'm turning inside out. Yeah, I'm flying. see so dark.